Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Step it up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives. This week we sit down with Real Housewives of OC star Heather Dubrow, who revealed why she wanted to come back to the show, what her family thinks about it, how her relationship with Shannon Bedore went off the rails this season, and where she stands with Tamara and Vicky.
Heather, it's so good to see you as always, and I'm so excited to chat with you because you are back on The Real Housewives of Orange County. I watched the first episode, and I'm so excited.
That is so good. You know, I haven't watched it yet.
It's good. It's real good.
I don't know if I'm saving it because I want to savor it or I'm saving it because I'm terrified. I haven't decided.
Well, you at least judging by the first episode, you have nothing to be terrified about.
Okay, good. Very good.
I'm sure you got this question so much, but why was now the perfect time to come back? And was there a lot of convincing?
It's the best question because why would you? but truthfully, I think a lot of it stems from my daughter, Max. I think that when she came out as bisexual a few years ago and the flood of, you know, support and comments and all of that, and the conversations we've been having, you know, on my podcast and just in our family over the last few years has really been, you know, how can we reach more families? How can we, you know, show our version of a normal functioning family and maybe help some more people? And so when they came back to me to ask if I'd come back to the show, I laughed. And then, then I thought about it and we talked about it as a family. And honestly, it seemed like an interesting opportunity to do just that.
Yeah. Was Terry excited to get back onto Housewives?
No, not at all. I'm sure he's still not. I think, when I first talked to Andy Cohen about coming back, I said, when I first made the decision, I should say, mm-hmm. I said, I'm excited. And he goes, yeah, it's exciting. He goes, and it'll be annoying. And he gave like 7 other adjectives, which I thought were so funny. And it's true. And it's all of that. And it's not an easy show to do. It's very difficult. I'm much happier when someone hands me a script and, you know, turns on the lights and does the hair and makeup and, you know, you're not accountable for everything that comes out of your mouth.
Were you happy with, like, now that the filming is done, are you happy with the decision that you made?
I would say this. I think there was so much good in the season. First of all, it's a fantastic season.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. It delivers. It has all of the drama, amazing personal stories. It's a very transitional season, I would say, which is what everyone was looking for and definitely brings back that inspirational, aspirational lifestyle that I think people were wanting and, you know, definitely investing in some new people and reinvesting in some other people. You know, that they haven't been invested in a while. I think all of that is really, really good. Yeah. Am I glad I did it? I think that from a personal story and from my family, I think we told some very compelling stories that I hope resonate mm-hmm. with other families and other parents out there. And from a personal standpoint, I made some new friends mm-hmm. and reacquainted with some old ones, and it's a journey. I don't know. Maybe ask me again after the reunion.
I will. I mean, you made a good point that this is definitely a transitional season because, you know, Andy said before you even joined the show that, you know, this season needed to be like recasted and rebooted. I mean, did you agree with the decision in letting Kelly, Bronwyn and Elizabeth go? And would you have done the show if Kelly was still around?
I didn't watch the show when I left. I didn't watch it before I came, and I didn't watch it when I left. I mean, partially because you have FOMO, right? When you're not doing something anymore, you know, you don't really want to see it. And partially, it's kind of like you move on, right? So you don't go watch your sorority Twitter feed once you graduate college. You kind of like go to the next step. I don't know all the people that were on the show that came and went and all of that. So I can't really respond to the casting of it, but clearly a change needed to be made. And I think they did a really great job. Mm-hmm. And as far as who I would or would not be on the show with, look, you know, the timing of things is always very interesting. If you had asked me 2 years ago if I'd come back to the show, it probably would have been a different answer. Mm-hmm. So let's just say that the universe said it was time.
Yes, it was time. And you did say, obviously, you know, this is going to focus a lot about your family this season too.
Yeah.
And I know that Max just released a book as well. So congratulations. It's so exciting.
Thank you.
That's very awesome. Exciting. Very exciting. I mean, you know, obviously she's giving advice to parents and how to, you know, have these tough conversations with their kids. I mean, what do you wish that you knew when you and Max had the conversation that she was coming out as bisexual?
Oh, well, that one for me was very easy. I mean, we've always been very close and had a very communicative relationship. So I, you know, it wasn't shocking to me. It wasn't, you know, nothing. It was just totally normal and amazing. Mm-hmm. I think the other things that she writes in her book, there's definitely some mom fails mm-hmm. in there. There's some wins too, but you know, I wish I had her book mm-hmm. 5 years ago. That would have been a lot easier, but parenting is definitely a process. I'm always very honest with my kids when I don't know something. You know, I say like, look, this is the first time I've ever had a 16-year-old or a 17 or whatever mm-hmm. it is. I'm figuring this out too. And if I don't know the answer to something, I'm very clear with them about that. And we try to find out the answers together. Mm-hmm. I think what's so amazing about what Max did with her book is she really took a very dark time in her life where she was suffering with crippling anxiety and mm-hmm. and all of these things and turned it around. And you tried to help people. And I love that about her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm excited to see, you know, how she opens up this season too, because I'm sure that this is definitely going to be something that you guys talk about.
Oh, 100%. I mean, you're going to see her working on her book and mm-hmm. we do a big party for the release of it. And yeah, she talks about everything, her sexuality and social pressures and social media and the pressures of applying to college. I mean, my gosh, the things that these kids face these days is like, we just didn't have any of that. No. And what, you know, when Max started her podcast, I'll give it to you straight-ish, you know, I loved it because obviously mm-hmm. following in the footsteps of mom a little bit. But what was so fascinating about it was we thought kids would be mostly listening to it. And it turns out it was adults. Mm-hmm. And then we were talking and I said, you know, what's so crazy is for the last couple of years on my show, when I interview people about what's going on with teenagers, about all of these subjects, mm-hmm. the, you know, sexuality and anxiety and school pressures and all this, it's adults talking and we're not really hearing from the teens. And she's really made herself that voice.
I love that. That's so great. I mean, she's definitely becoming an inspiration for a lot of people. So that's really awesome. I know that, I know you said you haven't watched the first episode, but the first episode, you know, does, you know, there's always going to be some drama and there's definitely some drama in the first episode at your party. Were you surprised that Shannon just didn't come to you about this whole Nicole lawsuit situation right at the start?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it seems pretty nefarious for someone to dig up something from 20 years ago and make an issue out of it and tell everyone but you, but claim to not be making an issue out of it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
That's not cool. And, you know, you saw from the first episode and you'll see in the second one, it gets not better.
Right. Does this kind of set the tone for the season? And does this kind of break down your friendship with Shannon at all?
I think Shannon and I both came into this situation with the best of intentions, honestly, and it just goes off the rails.
Does it really?
Oh, yeah.
No. Oh, no. So did you really block her on that phone call or did you put her to voicemail? On-
Oh, that's in the preview? Yes. I don't even know how to block. I mean, honestly, I just don't. My daughter just showed me this morning how, like, because I sit here and I put on my glasses and I type in the Zoom numbers and, uh-huh. and all the, like, upper and lowercase for the passwords. And she's like, Mom, you just click on the calendar. And I went, oh, that's so much easier. I've been doing this for 2.5 years.
Totally, right? You learn something new about Zoom every day.
I don't know how to block. I don't know how to do anything.
Did you feel like when you first met Gina and Emily that they were not to be trusted? Because, you know, and we see in the teaser that Shannon says that to them.
My gosh. No, I met them. Have you learned how I met them already? You have. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So I met them by accident. I mean, can you imagine? This is why life is so weird. I have never run into Gina or Emily ever in Orange County. And the night before I'm supposed to meet Gina, I run into Gina and Emily with Shannon at Javier's.
Right.
I mean, how it was just so bizarre. And they were perfectly nice. And I'll tell you something. I met them, said hello, went to the restroom, came back and they were gone because to their credit, they wanted to meet me authentically on camera, which is what we're supposed to do so that the audience doesn't miss any of it.
Yeah.
So to me, that's someone who's definitely meant to be trusted.
Right. Were you surprised that you and Gina kind of formed a close friendship, at least based on what we kind of see so far?
I mean, look, Gina and I are both New Yorkers. So there's an instant, transplant New York bond that happens. And anyone that's transplanted from New York to California knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Right. And we also have some new faces as well, including Noella and Jennifer. And it seems like things between you and Noella kind of go off the rails as well. Like, I mean, based on obviously teaser, we know the magic of editing. So I'm not sure how much is true or not, but did Noella really give Max porn? And how did that kind of like change things for you guys?
Well, I'm not going to ruin the season for everyone.
Right,
so you'll have to kind of wait and see what happens with all that. But, you know, when I meet people, I meet, you know, take them at face value and I don't research or try to find out things about them or, you know, anything like that. I like to have fun and like to hang out with nice, authentic people. And so that's who I gravitated to in the group. And when that doesn't happen, I tend to gravitate away.
Yeah. We'll leave it at that then. Yes. Was this the most fun that you've had, you know, during a season?
I mean, in some ways, yeah. I mean, Tamara and I always had a lot of fun, I have to say, and we laughed a lot. And I always loved the girls' trips because I had never been on a girls' trip. So that was always a highlight. I will tell you that I was very relaxed. And what I mean by that is I wasn't concerned about what was going on, what anyone else was filming, what anyone else was talking about. Like all I really cared about, like if we were sitting down at a table and, you know, historically I do care where I sit. Yes. All I really cared about is that the lighting was good. Like I'm old, like put me in the good light. Story-wise, I don't care where I'm sitting. And so I have to say when you feel that way, it's a lot easier in some ways.
Totally. I mean, were you sad not having Tamara and Vicky around as well?
It was weird, you know, it was weird for me because I was on the show 5 seasons and they were there all 5 seasons. And there was even one season where it started out just the three of us. It was just the three of us filming for like a month. So, you know, I care about them a lot and I miss them.
Yeah. Have you spoken to Vicky? I know she spoke out recently that she had a bit of a cancer scare and then everything that went on with her engagement kind of falling apart. You know, have you spoken to her and how she's doing?
I haven't. I ran into Vicky at Mastro's because clearly we only go to 2 restaurants, Mastro's and Javier's. Oh, and Nobu, we got 3. So I ran into her. So I don't really know what's going on, but, you know, I hope that she's okay.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, would you hope to see them back?
I think that what happened this season, like I was saying before, was like a really good transitional season. I actually invited Tamara to a party this season and it unfortunately didn't work out. But I think that this season is, like I said, it's transitional and it's interesting and it ends in a very surprising way. And I honestly don't know where it's going to go from mm-hmm. here. There's many ways it could go. So I'm going to leave that up to the producers.
I love that cliffhanger. What were your thoughts on Meghan King getting married?
I loved it. I was so happy. I was so shocked because mm-hmm. obviously it happened so fast. Meghan and I talk and we keep in touch. And, you know, I'm just thrilled for her. She looks so happy. And, you know, we've texted about it and I, you know, I'm just thrilled for her.
Yeah. Did you have any idea it was happening?
No, not at all. I saw the picture and we were on a trip for the show and I went, what? And I texted her and I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy. You look beautiful. This is amazing.
Oh, good. Well, it seems like she's really happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And I would love to get your opinion. Obviously, you know, Beverly Hills this season was a tumultuous season for Erica. If you were in her position, would you continue on the show? Would you come back like having your whole life kind of played out there with like all the lawsuits and everything kind of going on? And,
you know, my mom always said, like, you don't live in the house you don't know. Mm-hmm. Meaning, I mean, to walk in someone else's shoes and try to figure out, you know, what you would do is just, I just think that's insane. Like, I always used to say, like, and this is true, I told Terry when we first met or when we were getting married, I'm like, don't ever cheat. If you cheat on me, mm-hmm. don't let me ever find out mm-hmm. because I can't live in that world where I'm a private detective. You know, I just can't. And, you know, that's never happened to us, but like, I don't want to be judgmental about that because I've never been in the situation. And I can't imagine if you're in the situation and you have young children or you don't have the money to, I just don't know. So mm-hmm. I just can't assume to know how someone else would feel in yeah. that position.
It's totally fair. I know we only have a few minutes left. So we do this thing called Housewives Regrets. So I would love to kind of go through this really quickly. And
I don't think we have enough time.
So just first one, do you regret kicking the girl out of the party who ruined your cake?
No, because I did give her multiple opportunities to stay and regroup. Mm-hmm. By the way, funniest fight ever.
Right.
And we ran into her.
Did you really?
Yeah. We ran into her a couple of years ago at a restaurant, not one of the ones we usually go to actually, but yeah, she looked great.
I love it. Do you ever regret asking Shannon to leave your house after your season 9 fight with her?
I mean, it lends more into what happens at the beginning of this season for mm-hmm. me to be able to talk about that. So again, let's talk about that in a few months.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. do you ever regret your decision coming back to the show this season?
Yes. Definitely regret a bad idea. What was I thinking?
I love it. Do you regret calling Kelly Dodd trash on the Ireland bus ride?
I mean, you know, no.
Do you ever regret breaking the fourth wall when you yelled at Kelly saying, I'm not doing this. This is not okay. This is low base bullshit.
No, not at all. Because it was. And did they break the fourth wall before that?
I don't think so. Probably not.
I don't remember. I don't know if Beverly Hills had done that before, but I kind of like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, but the point is it's a reality show. So that's really what happened. And I was just horrified that, you know, we were going in this crazy direction.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever regret putting anything about your family on the show?
No. And I'll tell you that, like I said before, we really had a family meeting before yeah. we came back to the show. And there's some really sweet scenes. I mean, there's the normal stuff and we have normal family dinners and we do silly things together. I think some of the kids fight in one episode, like dumb, normal family things. But mm-hmm. there's also some incredibly sweet, emotional things from some of my kids that are just, can't wait for everyone to see.
I love it. And then finally, we're asking everybody, I hate to put you on the spot, but do you remember your worst date of all time? It could be with Terry, it could be before Terry or anything.
My worst date of all time. No, I mean, there were a lot, but you know, Terry and I have been together for 25 years, but I do remember I was on a date and we were at a wedding and this was my second date with the guy and we were sitting there and we were with like a bunch of celebrities at this mm-hmm. table. I was very young. I just moved here, whatever. And he said to me, hey, you got a blackhead on your lip. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, you got a big blackhead. I know. Well, as it turned out, it was a poppy seed from the roll that I was eating. And I looked at it and I'm like, just out of curiosity, what did you expect me to like do? He goes, I don't know, go to the bathroom, pop it.
Did you ever see him again?
No.
That was the end of that one. Well, Heather, thank you so much. I'm so excited. Like I said, I can't wait for this season to unfold.
Thank you so much.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com, where we've got you covered.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.